From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Members of a congressional committee are calling for an investigation into Little Rock's Public Housing Authority. Members of the House Financial Services Committee are asking federal prosecutors to investigate potential financial mismanagement in the Metropolitan Housing Alliance. The committee, which is led by Arkansas U.S. Representative French Hill, heard testimony last month from the authority's former director about alleged mismanagement. Arkansas lawmakers have advanced several appropriations bills in the ongoing fiscal legislative session. Members of the Joint Budget Committee gave initial approval to several funding bills in a meeting Tuesday. Bills to fund the Attorney General's Office, the State Teacher Retirement System, and the Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism were among several gaining lawmaker approval. The committee also endorsed several funding bills for educational institutions, including the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, Arkansas State University Jonesboro, and the Arkansas School for the Deaf and Blind. A push to block contraband cell phones in prisons was among the first items up for consideration by the Arkansas Legislators Joint Budget Committee Tuesday morning. House Bill 1079 would appropriate a total of $1 million over 2 years to the State Corrections Department for a pilot program using technology to identify and terminate phone service. The bill is sponsored by Republican Representative Dwight Tosh of Jonesboro, who shared his perspective on the process.
By the time that software identifies that there's an illegal cell phone with inside that correctional facility, It has a 20-minute in there for gives the director or whoever to identify that that is an illegal cell phone. It's not one that's on the list that should be inside the prison. And then they have 20 minutes to be able to go down and recover that phone. And in 20 minutes, that phone is completely terminated.
The technology was adopted by the state of Georgia and is currently in use in certain state prisons there. Republican State Representative Zach Gramlich of Fort Smith asked if the use of the technology has led to a reduction in crimes other than contraband use in Georgia. Representative Tosh replied he did not have that data.
I know Georgia has really applauded this program and, the safety for its officers and the effect it's had throughout its communities. It led to one of the biggest RICO cases since that law, federal law, was enacted in 1970, which it covered over 8 states or 10 states. And so it's been very successful in Georgia. To be able to be specific to answer, what other crimes are down, I can't do that.
Tosh was referring to Georgia's 2024 Operation Skyhawk, a months-long operation in Georgia prisons that netted 150 arrests relating to crimes committed using contraband technology. House Bill 1079 now heads to the full House for consideration. A federal judge has dismissed a complaint from a former East Arkansas mayor who said his civil rights were violated after being removed from office. 44-page complaint from former Helena, West Helena Mayor Christopher Franklin alleged a judge and prosecutor worked together to deny him and other black residents of their civil rights by removing him from office. Franklin was ordered removed from the office after being arrested in June for failing to pay or file state tax returns. U.S. District Judge Christine Baker dismissed Franklin's complaint last month. State lawmakers have okayed settling 2 sexual harassment suits against the Arkansas Department of Corrections. The vote came Tuesday at a legislative meeting. In both cases, the settlement amount is blacked out and undisclosed. Both were quickly rubber-stamped after testimony from the Department of Corrections employees. The first case was filed by inmate Carolyn Arnett. She says a prison chaplain named Kenneth DeWitt assaulted her for about 4 years. Other inmates have made the same allegations against DeWitt. In 2016, he pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. A second case was brought by Latasha Ridgel, an Arkansas Department of Corrections employee. She sued the department in 2019, alleging assault from inmates. She says her complaints were ignored by superiors. ADC Chief of Staff Wade Hodge was vague on specifics, but said the department is undergoing audits. Members of the Arkansas Board of Corrections have given the go-ahead for a new member to work for the Secretary of State's office at the same time. The board voted 4-3 Monday night to allow Nathan Lee to continue to serve on the panel while also serving as Deputy Secretary of State for Security and Law Enforcement. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports fellow board member Lee Watson had challenged the legality of Lee holding 2 positions in the state's executive branch at the same time. Lee joined 3 fellow appointees of Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders in voting in favor of allowing him to continue to serve in both roles. The Arkansas Supreme Court will hear arguments next month in two cases regarding special elections. The High Court will consider the state's appeal of two court orders forcing Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders to move up the date of two elections to fill vacancies in the Arkansas legislature. One came after the death of Senator Gary Stubblefield in September, the other after Representative Carlton Wing resigned later that month. Lower court judges agreed with plaintiffs ordering the elections to be held earlier than ordered by the governor. The state is appealing the rulings. A new report finds fewer than one in four Arkansans have access to paid family leave through their employer. That's despite a 2023 state law allowing certain insurers to offer family leave insurance to companies. Shanda Childers is the senior policy and economic analysis with the Economic Policy Institute and wrote the report. She says offering comprehensive family and paid leave programs can help boost maternal and infant health outcomes.
There's a range of studies, not only to be able to take for bonding, which is really important for both, but it's also to take care of their health. It ranges from, you know, being able to make sure that they're getting their doctor's appointments, their vaccinations. There's a range of health benefits that we see from this, and it's lower mortality across the board.
13 states and Washington, D.C. have rolled out comprehensive paid family and medical leave programs. Childers says those programs can also help address labor shortages, particularly those caused by women leaving the workforce.
And it's not a stereotype. It's what we see in what actually happens. The mom is called. The mom is supposed to go pick the kid up and go be home with the kid. But that also then is, you know, goes back to that, are moms leaving the workforce because it makes it harder for them to keep their job. It makes it harder for them to maintain their job. You know, it may mean less value put on the work that they do because they are expected to be out, rather than this being a family issue that the family should address.
Childers spoke with partner station KUAF in Fayetteville. A University of Arkansas professor is filing federal civil rights lawsuit against the school after being recommended for termination. Nadia K. Baptist was removed as director of African American Studies in March. The Arkansas Democrat Gazette reports this followed a disputed internal audit of Baptist's research and travel and field work. The lawsuit alleges Brian Raines, dean of the school's J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences, made a, quote, racially charged comment against Baptist. Today, you can expect partly sunny skies with a high of 83. Your low tonight is 65. Rain is possible tomorrow and this weekend. Saturday could bring some showers and potential thunderstorms. Your weekend highs will be in the 70s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.